For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Great riding.
Buenos morning, everybody. Grand Rising. So I wanted to show everyone this calendar, the Kings of Excellence 2021 calendar. Oh yeah, I can do that. I'll wait for more people to come on. I was excited, y'all. Okay, I'll do it again because Jerome looking at me like, really, you just gonna do that? I understand, Jerome, my bad. Kings of Excellence 2021 calendar. And when you flip to October, there's our Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Shut your mouth. Look at him.
So we are really super excited about this. And this is from the Black Business Women Rock Network and Community.
That's the same month Halloween is in.
You know what? That's also the same month of his oldest son's birthday. His oldest son's birthday is on Halloween. Oh, and his best friend. His best friend's birthday is in October too. And my brother's birthday is in October. So there's three wonderful people born in the month of October, and Antonio T. Smith Jr. is Mr. October. Yay! That is so awesome. Congratulations, Antonio. I just got super excited. You are literally in a calendar.
Yeah,
It's the first calendar that Antonio has ever been in. Look, October. There it is. Yes.
You didn't tell them about that, huh?
No, they didn't know anything about this. This is
Mr. October.
Yes, yes. Antonio is Mr. October in the Kings of Excellence. I saw your message, Dr. Renita. I will make sure I get on top of that so I can. Who else would like a copy? If you can just send me a little message, and I will make notes so we can get copies for everyone.
You may as well buy a case.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Maybe you get a discount.
Good job.
Volume purchase. Him and Reggie That's Jackson, right. Mr. October.
Need to go win a. Now I just need to go win a World Series. There it is. That's for you folk who didn't get his reference. Yes, outstanding.
That's what you're training for, right?
That's it. That is it. That is it. Well, I'll let you come back. Thank you so much. Yeah, Deanna, how did we get that? I don't know. They just called and reached out. It's been, yes. It's, what was that? I don't know. They reached out like 3 months ago, and that's been a three or four month process. But yeah, so pretty cool. Got a bunch of interviews and stuff about that here in a little bit. Reggie, while you're working out, don't forget those blippers. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Look at him on the treadmill.
Please remember those blippers.
Yeah, please remember those blippers. Clippers, but since Reggie comes from the blood area of Galveston, you know, no C's are supposed to be in words. You know, there you go. Just a little hood joke for Reggie. All right, I have made my decision about COVID and Wednesdays. Okay, made my decision about COVID and Wednesdays. Some of you will not like my decision. Some of you will. That's just how decisions go when you are in charge. I am making up new rules, okay? Making up new rules. So we're going to keep it a corporate event, but I'm changing the way that looks. That means that only I will go. The rest of y'all cannot go. There's going to be a meeting. I said what I said. Now you, I can't stop you. Okay, I can't stop Deanna, but for the rest of you, I can stop. So Ken and myself and anyone who is in Houston who would like to go and meet the CEO and the COO, you're more than welcome. Okay, yeah, calm down. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Every decision as a leader ain't likable. But I have my reasons why I have to make this decision. I've got to keep things moving forward. Ken is breaking new ground, and people are actually showing up. They're just showing up in small numbers because of COVID, and it's small enough to keep that responsible. And if you're going to risk somebody's life, you're going to risk the leader's life. You're not going to risk nobody else's. That's just what it is. That's the soldier in me, that's the leader in me. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Besides that, I said some of you were going to like it, and some of you are not. And you just, I don't know if y'all saw, Deanna just had to woo-sah. Now, obviously, can't stop you from going. Will you be going?
If you're going, I'm going.
All right, whatever. All right, so. So what we'll do is it will be Ken, it will be a meet and greet now. Same thing, but it'll be I'm gonna get rid of all the corporate flair, and then I will sit there for an hour, hour and a half, and just one-on-one with people and let them know all about what we're doing, answer all their questions in an intimate manner. Everything happens for a reason. I have a good feeling that having these one-on-one conversations during the middle of a pandemic as a CEO genuinely reaching out to people and caring for people will have a great impact on this company. That's just my feeling. How did I come up with my decision? Well, it wasn't too hard. I had staff who were reluctant to go, and I had staff who understood that we still need to go. And so since they were hesitant, it's all the information that I needed. I didn't need nothing else. Always keep people safe. As for me, I'm like Susan when I go outside. And I got 4 sanitizer bottles real quick. I spray you real quick. I just come at the hip and spray you. I'm real good with the sanitizer. And we wear, Deanna and I wear an N95 mask plus a mask over that. We just started that a week and a half ago. We walk out with 2 of them. You understand? You know, ain't nothing catching my nose but my breath. That's it. He tries to leave her face here.
Some people don't like that. Some people find out their breath stink during COVID.
and thank God for it. They need to go ahead and quit making us suffer. You understand? Yeah. Yeah, the face shield, good. So I will go, not going to make this long, but I will go, and of course I can't stop Deanna, but I will go, and that's it. So y'all standing, you stand in the office, okay? Ken's going to be there, but it's just going to be, I actually thought about that, Reggie. I am going to have one-on-one conversation with people. I expect Kathy and people like that to show up because you want to. You don't have to. But you can still bring your guests. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? Nobody, if you have a guest that's willing to come, they will have a one-on-one conversation with the CEO and the COO of the whole company, which still is a major deal. Okay? And there's no time limit. They can stay for 15 minutes. They can stay for an hour, you know, whatever it is. There's just an opportunity for them to come, feel better, and then, you know, get started. Simple as that. Cool? All right. I made it out that alive. Let me look at some of these private messages because I got a bunch of red on my screen. So let's start saying that. Listen, okay, appreciate you, Ashley. Working on that. Cool. Yes. All right, good. You don't even comment. You don't comment. You're going to start something when I don't want to start it. Comment after the meeting. All right, there you go. I want you to go back to your calendar. Go get happy again. Come on, go with the calendar. So she had to pull it out. She's so mad over there. Did y'all see her face? That's what an empath looks like when they mad. Be all right. Come on, unmute your mic and be mad on the mic.
For those of you who, well, we didn't tell anyway, this Kings of Excellence 2021 calendar, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. is officially Mr. October. Woo! And this calendar is done by the Black Business Women Rock Network. So I just wanted to take a moment and celebrate Antonio. This is the first calendar that he's been in, but it will not be the last. But I wanted to share this amazing, what's the word I'm looking for? This amazing achievement. Thank you. That was the word. This amazing achievement for Antonio. He is in the, and normally this was actually the first year I think that they did this, because they only normally do the Queens of Excellence calendar, if I'm remembering correctly. So this is the first year that they've actually done a Kings of Excellence calendar, and Antonio is Mr. October. Just look at that. I'm so proud of you.
Scorpio, stand up. Yes. Yes, hollering at all you Scorpios, huh? Yes, ma'am, that's your copy. Outstanding. Now, if you missed I've turned our corporate Rikaza meeting into a one-on-one or two-on-one or whatever it is, meeting with the CEO. Now, Ken, with that being, Ken should still be here, right? I don't know if he was here in the first place. Well, he's always here.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, cool. That means since it's not a big old corporate affair, I don't need all the cameras and stuff. I'll be there by 6:15, 6:30 instead of 4 o'clock.
Sounds good, sir.
Okay, cool.
I'm team ATS.
That's it. Well, we still doing it now. We moving forward. So we ain't leaving because he's got so much. Ken has done a fantastic. Actually, I'll be there for 6. It won't be 6:30. That's too late. I'll be there for 6. Actually, I might as well still be there for 4, for God's sake. Being there for 6, driving through Houston, 5 o'clock traffic, I might as well just leave. That don't make no sense. All right, so forget everything I said. That's the crazy part about Houston. You might as well just show up super early or late. But, yeah, trying to get somewhere for 6 don't make no sense. Don't make no sense at all. But I'm looking forward to all the one-on-one conversations. So everything moved forward, but it's going to move forward intimately. And since it's back that way, the law of attraction will adjust to our adjustments. Always do, if I can give y'all any piece of advice that is not scalable, anytime I'm stuck, remember I told you yesterday, I got to make a decision that's not based on right or wrong. It wasn't. So I try to figure out, well, what decision, if I can't make the decision right or wrong because both people were right or both sides were right, then how do I make the decision? So I made the decision based on two different elements. I made the decision on all the hard work from what we'll call the field in the back office. That's y'all. There's a lot of hard work happening, and I didn't want that hard work to go in vain. And I made a decision also, not just from the field, but from what is not scalable. It's not scalable for me to talk to everybody one-on-one, potentially in Houston, Texas. And that is exactly why this will work. If I can't stress this to y'all enough, I will try to do it again. The more you do things in your company that force you to go out your way and give up your time and your convenience and your comfort, is the more your company will grow faster. Everyone wants to scale through automation. That is not necessarily the best way to scale. And if you try to automate everything from the jump, you're probably not going to scale regardless. You live in a world now where everything, the more advanced we get, the more we want that customer service. How many of you are sick of companies that when something go wrong, you can't call? How many of you would like to call Facebook and say, hey, my post ain't working. You denied my ad.
Absolutely.
Can't call Facebook. You understand? All right. Well, we got to get past that. We've got to get past where algorithms are our customer service. You know what I'm saying? So essentially what I would be doing every Wednesday is student loyalty, and I'll do it as the head of the company. Is that fair? All right, cool. That's what it is. That's what it is. Moving on before Deanna pops a gasket in her head. She's like that little, I turn to the little cartoon, the steam come out the ears, I don't know what it's called, but the little kettle. She'll be all right. She'll be all right. Now, let's see. Other than that, okay, if I can erase that, I made my decision. I'm going to show y'all how it's on my notes. Let me show y'all how it's on my notes. Just because I knew to put it in here strong too, Jerome, because I knew. Look, I made my decision, meet and greet, and I will go by myself. I literally put it in there like that. I'm just, hold on. Let's see if I can change that. Right there. I knew to put it like that because, Yeah, I need to do that. All right, 32 different products. So we got 32. We got over 32 different products that are coming out here in the next 2 years. We're going to move very quickly on these things now. Well, not quickly. We're going to move diligently. Okay, diligently. We're going to move with persistence. Every day, I need to see one of them worked on. That means that I am going to divulge. They don't even know half the stuff. How many of y'all know? Maybe two? Right? I keep it from them, too. This is what I do. I get all their feedback, and I say some stuff cryptically, and then I poll y'all. Most of my products come from y'all, not the staff. By most, I mean 99%. But they don't even know. They'd be surprised, too. They'd be surprised, too, because I don't need their feedback. I only need their feedback when it's up. If I get too much of their feedback, I'm going to get my head all over again. You know, get my brain. I need what's out there. So every day we're going to do some work, like one business away. Yes. Do you understand? Okay. Did you hear those darts come out there? That's for Chris too, ain't it? Ain't it? Uh-huh. The tailor will turn like a diamond. There's going to be a white boy right here, ain't it? That's for you and Chris. Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you so much. You're doing so well. When does Monica come in? Today.
Tonight.
What time you come in? Tonight. Okay.
About 7.
I'll see you in office tonight. No, I'm joking. Just kidding. All right. Good stuff. Next on my list, Jerry, your emails are awesome. I have received 2 of them, maybe 3. I'm assuming you just started 3 days ago. And your big, massive push.
Yeah. And I had a couple glitches I need to go over, Deanna, with in regards to the system that I'm using. And it kicked back a couple of my lists. I'm still working on the original list.
Got you.
Yeah, gotcha. And it kicked a couple of them back. So I got to figure out what I need to do to cure my bounce situation, I think. I'm actually excited.
Yeah, the best way to clear your bounce situation is just delete those emails.
Well, it's not allowing me to load the list.
Oh,
it says the list needs to be scrubbed. So that's
which
what
list did you see?
This is the original. This is the original.
13,000?
No, I haven't got that yet.
The thickific list? All right. So what you got to do is, so whatever his system is, okay. All right. Nerd talking twos. Oh, okay, yeah. here's some nerd talk. I have no choice. It's real slick too. So you'll see like first name, last name, but that may not be the way it needs to be on this .cv or CSV or Excel or whatever, because we need to know, he needs to get on Zoom with you, and somewhere, Jerry, you're going to see your fields, right? You're going to see, I don't know how to dumb it down. You're going to see input fields. Because you're going to have a form, obviously, and you have input fields. And you got to pay real close attention. Don't look at the name of the fields, because that's what the human eye sees. Right under that is the computer name of the fields. For instance, and I'll show you. I'll share my whiteboard, and I'll give you a gig. So here you may have, actually, I might be able to do something better than that. Well, anyway, I'll just make it up right here. Here you have, it'll say first, or may probably just say, it maybe it'll say first name, or it may just say first. It say first or first name.
It says email, and then I think it says first and last or something like that.
Yep, email. Okay, so we got email, then it'll say first. All right, let me do it one at a time. So say email. And so this is what you'll see this. But this is what's important for you and Deanna to stop the bouncing. It will say something like email, just like this here. This is the computer name. Then it will say first. That's what y'all see. And then it will say lowercase first, and it may say name instead of just first.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it may say something like this, and then it'll say last, and it may say last. Actually, it probably do something like this, last name or something like that, okay? And what you have to do is make sure, Deanna, the file that he has matches his fields. That's why you can't import it. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to look at, the best way to do this is jump on Zoom. The best way to do this is jump on Zoom, share your screen, and then you'll be able to see it, and you can take screenshots. And then when you give him the form, you need to delete all the extra fields. And then some of the fields will match his, like you're going to have first name that's going to match, but it's not going to match his input. Gotcha. You understand what I'm saying? So then you're going to have to then go to a different input and then you literally have to copy and paste every name and move it over to there and then memorize that, you know, like set that one standard and you won't have to do it again. You do it once, you won't have to do it again. Yeah, we're not matching his software. That's what's happening there. Okay, cool. Cool then. All right. I didn't know another way to dumb that down. There's no way to dumb that down. I couldn't possibly think of, and I did my best to dumb it down. Now, once those emails start bouncing, because you were talking about bouncing in upload, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was, in fact, what they recommended, and I'm using Moosend, mm-hmm. which is a newer, but they recommended using a integration software to scrub the list.
Yep, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. I just told you to do it as a human. Right. It's just at the top of it'll be at the top. You can just move the fields and it's going to have all those names. You just need to put the data in the right fields, but you need to see
in the right place.
Yeah. You need to see his. Yeah. You need to see his. I can, if I knew, let me see. Antonio. Anyway, I would show you a real live definition. I mean, real live example, but it would take me too long to memorize
that's okay.
My database.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about my database and have to do it. But yeah, that's basically it. Now, if it starts bouncing after you get it, like that means the email is bad.
The email is bad, right?
Then you need to get rid of
some of those,
email.
Of course.
Yeah, get rid of those emails. Just delete. Remember what they are. Delete them because you have a overall score. Like right now, when we send out emails, we got a score of a 97. It pretty much hovers at a 97. As it gets lower, not only will you be most of your emails going to spam, but if it gets too low, you'll just get blacklisted, and then now you got to get a whole new domain.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so let me teach this to everybody. If you're out there spamming and emailing people without permission, you understand, then you're going to lose score rapidly. In Jerry's case, he already has permission because it's my list. He's just doing a win back. Focus very good on your subject line, like you said yesterday, and then make sure that you use my face and company, everything, logos, a lot so they can immediately know, don't report you, right? Because it's my list. They all know who I am. So cool. That'll work. Which was the second thing on my list for you. I'll copy and paste it exactly the way I wrote it. Jerry, your emails are awesome. I have much more content, way more content. Let's make it look like you're sending emails as top staff of mine, which you are. But we need to make it look like that. Okay.
Absolutely.
So whatever, yes. So whatever you think you need to do, do that. You have permission. Do that. Do that. Do you want to? Even if we need to, I can create a whole domain. Or you can just do it from the email I just gave you. You can just do it from there. AntonioTSmithJr.com. You can do it from there. Yeah. That helps you.
That's actually the, and that was my other question, because I had the original email, business email, and then you just switched domains.
What I did
and I
was
wondered,
I
should I stop using the first one and only use the second one? That was my question.
So you have both, and both are good. Neither one of them is ever going away. Okay. I gave you the future, is what I did. I gave you anyone who got an AntonioTSmithJr.com email. Congratulations. I have deemed you important for the future. That's the only way you could have got it. I had no email. I've been having that domain. I use it. The future is going to look like me with my own app. See, and it's actually on my list to talk about too. Let me see what it says. I'll let y'all look at my little business for a second. Not that. Ah, right here. Boom. Moves on there. Time to bring out my personal brand stronger, Deanna. New products, apps, books coming soon. Stuff not available on ATS. As funny as it sounds, ATS actually restricts me in some cases. I can't do everything I know. As much as it, as funny as it sounds, I'm actually restricted because I do anything here. But at the same time, I don't know how to give you an example. I can do law of attraction all day long, but it only fits this platform in a certain area. And this platform can't hold a law of attraction or something like the Neil Donald Walsh seminar. Mm-hmm. But my name can. You understand what I'm saying? It's when you think about it, there are some things. So what I gave you was the future. So if I were Jerry, I would switch over to the AntonioTSmithJr.com, but keep the VATS because that is more back office. That's more, you know, corporate. I would keep both.
All right. Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because that's not going anywhere. Okay. The emails won't go anywhere, but the website will. When you go to the website, because we don't, websites are really useless anyway. I'm not sure how antithetical to your understanding that is, how much that pushed against it. But you really don't need websites anymore. None of you go to my website to bond or learn from me. I'm not sure if y'all know that. You go to my learning management system or you go to social media. Y'all only go to the website once, and then after that, it's over. I'm not sure if y'all know that. Anywho, that's how that works. So be ready for all that moving forward. Now let's talk more about the future so Jerry's big brain can get it. Let's brand you top staff of the future, okay?
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Yes, you are getting emails. Yes. Let's brand you top staff of the future. And let's put more of that on there. So Jerry is now Jerry is now Deanna's marketing protege. Yes. And let's
amen
put
to
him,
that.
Jerry. Yeah. Yeah. And let's put him in. That's it. Let's put him in an extreme marketing role. All right. And let's make sure his emails reflect that. You understand? So his emails. So Jerry's title needs to change from national director. He needs another title. I'll let you come up with it. Okay. So Jerry's title is going to change from national director. It's going to be something that is higher than national director and more reflective of his new role. You like that? All right, but tell him.
That look on her face, I love that.
You are officially the director of marketing for the ATS JR Companies.
Ooh.
You know, make that official. Right. Make sure your emails say that now, Jerry. That will increase your open rate for sure. And then also, you know, reflect it as your title, as your emailing. That will do you a lot of good moving forward, especially with what I'm fit to do next. We are. Go ahead, Grace. Save me for saying too much. Save me.
All right, great. So I have a young lady on the call. Her name is, well, she is on Mr. Samuel White's team. Her name is Miss LaWanda White. And yes. And Mr. Samuel directed her to me. And she said, well, Samuel told me to ask you this question. And when she asked me the question, I said, okay, that's an Antonio question.
All right, so hold on with your question real quick. Hold on with your question real quick. Pleasure to meet you, Miss LaWanda White.
LaWanda White.
It's pleasure to meet you, LaWanda White. Your love reminded me that Latrice's birthday is today. Yes, if we can show her some love. Yes. Now, which one of you singing folk is here? I know some of y'all can sing. Somebody... Who is it? Wasn't it Carisha that can sing? And I'm talking about sang. I know what I'm talking about. You know, yeah, I know who you is out there. Which one of y'all? It was somebody. Which one of y'all? Don't me and Phil go sing. Nah. If you don't, me and Phil go sing. Happy
birthday. I can sing. I'll sing.
All right. Abby's here. Abby can sing. Abby can sing. All right. Abby, can you sing her happy birthday, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Latrice. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
My God, thank you.
Amazing.
That kind of singing make you want to go hallelujah at the end. For no reason at all. Just hallelujah on a birthday song. All right then. Good job. Good job, Abby. I totally didn't see Abby here. Good stuff. Good. Congratulations, Latrice. Will you give us a little speech real quick for your birthday? Yes. And if you can cry, we would appreciate that. Yes, we got you now.
Wonderful, because I'm going through my computer today. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. I'm going to spend time with my son and daughter today. We're going to go to lunch somewhere out here. And then I'm going to just stay home for the day. I'm working from home, so still working on my birthday.
I understand.
But yeah. I'm excited. Thank you, everybody, for all the wishes. And did you see my birthday thing that I put on Facebook? You got to go and look at it.
I sure did. I saw it. I'm going to get to it. I think I liked it, but I'm going to go back and compliment. I'm going to go back and comment.
I put you on there.
Yes, you sure did. He called me your mentor. I so appreciate
you.
Yes.
And I got that brand name from my, I did come up with a name for my brand. So I did that, and the guy spoke to me in the middle of the night, and I came up with that brand name.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yes, from my daughter and my son. It's both their names put together.
Well, look at that.
Be working
on good thing.
Thank you, everybody.
Good. No, that's very, you're more than welcome. That's a good reason to interrupt this boring meeting that I was conducting. Yes.
Never boring.
So happy.
Never boring. Thank you, everybody.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. One more time, y'all can unmute your mics and clap.
Have a great day, Latrice.
Her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm going to be doing a Zoom too, so I'm going to invite everybody. I'm going to be doing a Zoom.
Well, good stuff. We sure appreciate that, the Zoom. Oh, look at you out there. All right, then.
Wow. I forgot. It's my anniversary, too. I got married on my birthday. I forgot.
Okay.
Okay. Look at me and my hubby.
Yeah, looking like you take it. All right, then. Yeah, this is the post you're talking about, y'all. Right here. Read it, Grace. Read it.
Mute here. All right. Yeah. That's how you say that. It's my 56th birthday. Lord, I am grateful and thankful. 2021, it is done. Baby, all right now. Baby sis, sassy salsa, it's done. An apple a day in home solutions, it's done. The Mo Mouth group, I hope I said it correctly, it's done. Thank you to my parents, Dolores Yvonne Hobley and James Henry Scott Jr. Thank you to my mentor, Antonio Smith, and my ATS family.
Those are great pictures.
Thank you. Yes, but she's taken though. So she's taking 13 years in the making. Keep your hands off everybody. There it is. No, very proud of you. Now, Grace, you can get to our other person, Miss LaWanda White, I believe you said. Go ahead.
Mr. Samuel White directed her to me, and we were doing.
Wait, her last name is White?
Yes.
So she can ascend.
I'm not sure.
Well, you're about to find out.
We're about to find out. And
No, they're not. They just work together. They're friends.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so we were getting some things done technical-wise, and then she asked a question. She said, Sammy told me to ask you this question, and I heard it, and I said, oh, that sounds like an Antonio question. Are you available for the daily meeting tomorrow? She said, yes, I am. I will let you know that you have a question so you can get an answer.
Is she on the call?
Yes.
Well, come on. You can ask me directly. Miss LaWanda, I'm here. Yeah. So many squares on this screen. And if not, do you remember her question if she can't unmute?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. We got you.
I can't see me, but good morning. I'm about 2 weeks in with ATS, and I was just covering the junior courses and came across the credit card hacks with Tate. So it got me to thinking. I just started my business officially January the 3rd, I believe, this year. It's a cleaning company. So I'm still doing the groundwork. So just covering that course yesterday made me come up with this question. Now, I have an upcoming business meeting with my credit union to open a business account. Now, my question is, should I attach my credit card for my business to that credit union or do both of them separate? They have the separate credit card with the separate account, or link it together with the credit card and the business account. So that was
my question. That's good stuff. Got a couple questions for you. Your credit card, do you already have it?
Yeah, I do have, not for the business account, but I have several other credit cards.
Got you. It sounds like
business.
Understood. It sounds like you're including, you're telling me that once you open up your business account with your credit union, you will also open up a business credit card with your credit union. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
And you don't have it now, but you're asking me, should I do it with them?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Outstanding. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine. The only thing, it really doesn't matter because you got one. Now that you have one, or once you will have one, then you can do, I wouldn't open up another one with them. You understand? But you can go all across the world and start opening up many more. You just need that first business trade line or business credit card. In your case, your credit union is going to automatically approve you because it sounds like that you have good credit and you have a good relationship with your credit union. And they want your business too. And they are looking forward to opening up not only your business account, but your credit card. Am I right so far?
Okay. Yeah. So keep the two linked together is what I'm getting from you.
Yes. Keep the two linked together, but don't stop there. Okay. As a matter of fact, are you asking me? So I answered your question. Can I give you more now?
Sure.
Outstanding. How far do you want to go with money? Do you want to be six figures? You want to be seven figures? How far do you want to take your money? It will determine how I answer you next.
Unlimited. But
outstanding then.
Yeah, unlimited.
Outstanding. So what I would do then is I would not, how many credit cards do you have?
Right now I have four. I just counted them up yesterday. And again, just piggybacking from that video, I didn't even know I had that many credit cards.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I got something to say about that. We're going to put a pin in credit cards. Jerome, remind me to come back to four credit cards, okay, and what they say about that. Remind me to come back to that. Now, sounds like you have somewhere between a 720 and a 790 credit score, something like that?
Yes, it's definitely in the 7th range.
Okay. I can tell. Okay. I can tell just by talking to you, but also there's rules to credit, everybody. The funny thing about this government is they only appreciate you when you are in debt. That's the funny thing about this government. So the more she's telling me credit cards, or the more she's telling me how her credit union wants this, she's telling me I've got debt, Antonio, which is good. I just teach you how to have debt that other people pay for, LaWanda, right? And I pretty much can guess her credit score. Okay, I can guess her credit score. I assume what the balances was going to be on her credit card. She has four. I assume the pandemic. I assumed a little scathing of a few points, maybe 30 points. So I guess somewhere around a 790 or something like that. It wasn't too hard to get to this point. If I were you, Miss LaWanda, I would not get another personal credit card again. Not one, not yet.
Okay.
I would not. Okay. What I would do is I would go and get more business trade lines. Now, should you need help with this, we can, but you don't have to come here. You can go anywhere. And I'm about to give you enough information to where you can do whatever the heck you want to do. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you all the answers in the next 5 minutes, and Ashley just put her ear up. She's listening.
That's it.
All right, here we go. The reason why I don't suggest you get enough credit cards because you may be messing up your profile, not your score, but your profile. Those are two different things. As you was learning from the class, there is a particular way to manage your personal credit to get to six figures. Oh, well, inquiries too. Yeah, definitely inquiries. But there's an order in which you go to. It's kind of like if you get a house, you're automatically approved for a car. If you get a car, you're automatically disapproved for a house. And you have to then do other things, you know, you had to pay off some things, do this with student loan. Like they're gonna hit you with debt to income ratio ASAP if you get the car first. They're gonna hit you with that ASAP. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. As a matter of fact, if Ken's still here, he'll be able to explain to you in more detail of how they give out car loans. Ken, can you explain how they give out car loans and what percentage of that is and why this happens?
Yeah, they definitely gonna look at the debt to income ratio if you don't own a home, and then the scores goes up, because a lot of people come in and say, well, I want to buy a car, but I can't run my credit because I'm trying to close on my house. And we'd be like, then why are you in here wasting your time and ours? Because we got to run credit. We got to know who we're dealing with. We got to know they have a pulse and that the information matches up. So yeah, it does. The DTI is gonna come into play. So you're telling her some good stuff and some right stuff.
No doubt, and I'm about to go even deeper. Thank you. I wanted to. Ken is a professional dealer of high end cars, low end too, for people who need them. Oh, well, you know, I don't know if he was like me and Samuel, but, you know.
Antonio.
You know, I just sold
you. He's a transportation advisor.
All right. I like that. All right. Transportation advisor. You hear a kid say, Flicks out, I just sold y'all the car. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. So I had to explain this here because I'm now giving her a class and maintain this. Yeah, I've been taught to maintain your credit. That's middle class stuff. I don't care nothing about my credit. I care about the illusion of me getting more funding. That's all I care about. Okay, nothing about the credit. In the same manner, if you get a car, you can't get the house. It's the same manner if you get certain cards, you can't get other cards. Miss LaWanna, do you have a high-end American Express card?
No, but I was considering getting that as a credit card for the business.
That's going to happen.
Okay.
That's going to happen, okay? And so the way it works is the high-end Discovers, well, let me take Discover out, American Express, and another card, I don't want to say what it is right now, okay, a type of card. If you got one of those, then the other ones will approve you. If you get the low ones first, it's hard to get approved for the high ones. Really? Yes. 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 All right. Thank God, dog. No more meeting. This is just about LaWanna. All right. All right.
Come on.
I probably should let it transfer on to 9 a.m. call because this is important. This is important. There's a game being played, y'all. And you don't have this game unless you are, you know, a millionaire or have a millionaire advisor or something. I'm giving it to you right now. In her case, she has the credit. But her profile isn't set up. I know it ain't set up properly. I know it's not because I was listening. But once she go get the credit union, she gonna be a step ahead by already having business credit, which is gonna make us go faster. Because she has, typically we got to eliminate some stuff on your personal credit, and then we gotta set you up, get you to a certain point, and then transfer to the business, because that's the way it's set up. Her business credit card, they're going to make sure she has an automatic, what you call a PG. It's going to make sure, personal guarantee. Her credit union is going to make sure that they secure her business credit with her social security number. They're going to make sure you do that. So don't even argue. It's just going to happen because it's the first one. After that, you don't have to do that no more. But your credit union is going to make sure that happens to you. It's going to happen for sure, without a doubt. It's going to happen. Now, so we're looking at not the credit. This is what I said all of my Instagrams. Like, the pandemic made everybody repair credit in the Houston area. I'm not sure what happened with that. It's just like everyone's a credit repair specialist now on my Instagram. Everybody's a credit repair specialist, you know, and they're drinking the little drinks that make them lose weight. I don't forget your score. It's your profile we got to get straight, okay? So don't open up no more cards on the personal side, no matter what. Go get that business credit and get it as high as you can. You understand? You get it as high as you can, and then I need you to spend money. But careful, you can't spend money at Starbucks. I'm fit to give y'all a secret.
Come on, tell me.
You can't spend money at McDonald's or Amazon. You need to go to Neiman Marcus. You need to go to the Galleria. I don't know where you at, but you need to go somewhere high end and you need to spend money. Why? Because they're going to look at your spending and they're going to say, well, this lady isn't high end. Am I helping someone? Because the goal is to go get more of this credit. Because guess what she's going to do? She's going to spend some money so that she can be able to pay off. You don't even need this. Just go spend real quick. And then what you're going to do is you're going to turn around and you're going to pay it off. And you're going to spend somewhere high end because she's making herself look like a high end spender. Mm-hmm. Remember, this country only appreciates you when you're in debt. From that high-end spending and then this high-end responsibility of paying it off, she's going to call him in 3 months and say, you know what, I think I want some more. See what I just did? Mm-hmm. If you stop at Starbucks, you ain't getting no more. You understand what I'm saying? So what you got to do is you got to shop somewhere. You go get some equipment that you don't know that you actually need. You got to go get it this time, right? Some big old thing. Now, then don't do nothing else until you get a professional to fix your entire profile, okay? So this is the steps I gave you. I gave you the knowledge. So I'll tell you why. No more personal credit. Switch. Make your bank is now working for you. They think you don't know that, but I'm telling you, your bank needs you more than you need them. Your credit union needs you more than you need them. Go ahead, Phil.
A loan on the balance sheet of a financial institution is an asset. So that's by right. You spending and borrowing money, you're creating assets for the financial institution.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. So I guess write this down for me, Grace. For her step, if you got a 720-ish, step one, no more personal credit. Step two, if you got the opportunity to get business credit, go get it now because it'll speed up the process. Step three, don't spend at low-end places. That's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to be safe, secure, and expensive. Don't do that. Because you're marketing yourself as you got to remember that this is humans looking at your stuff. These humans approving you, even though it's a system that's going to approve you first. You're still talking to humans, and you need to market yourself as a high end person. Yes, spend yourself as a high end person. Step four, because you want more money. Right? It's just that simple. Now, I can't teach you how to get more money here. I don't have enough time, and I just don't have enough time. Plus, you pay for access too, right? You know what I'm saying? You need, right? So what you need to do now is follow those steps.
Hold on just one moment. Antonio's changing his audio.
Yeah, go. I'm not sure why it drops out like that. Stupid. follow the steps. It's the full game. Now here's the back half of the full game. You need to go find somebody that doesn't do credit repair. That's not what you need. You need someone that specializes and raises business funding. They will also do credit repair because it's part of the process. I'm telling you this because I don't want Tyrell to go down his Instagram feed and think just because someone does credit repair means that he can get $500,000 in business trade lines. It's not the same thing. I need you, Ms. LaWanda, I need you to get that having an 850 credit score is not as powerful as having $500,000. No matter what they teach you, that's a lie. Because an 820 credit score, 800, I don't know, yeah, it does go up to 850. 850 credit score is equivalent to $150,000 of personal credit cards or personal income. You understand?
Line of credit.
Line of credit. Thank you. I was searching my head. Personal line of credit. That ain't enough. And the problem with personal line of credit is it's personal. The interest rates are, you know, a lot higher. It's taxed differently. Do you understand? Like, it's there's a lot of stuff wrong with this. There's a lot of stuff wrong with this. But at a 750, 800, that's then pushed to her business entity that has nothing but trade lines, I'm going to call them now, business lines of credit, can go up to millions. Everybody teach it, and everybody's right. They just teaching y'all middle class stuff.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Where is she located?
I have no idea. Miss LaWanda, where are you located?
I'm in Maryland.
Okay.
Where in Maryland?
Washington County, Hagerstown.
Okay. The Chamber of Commerce usually has a group of retired executives, and they're called SCORE, that they're literally there to help people. So you might want to see if you can tap into that group.
Yeah, no doubt. SCORE is absolutely, you know, Tempest actually considered to be on the SCORE in Houston. Sure was. Yeah, she was 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Now, Ms. LaWanda, there's more, but I'm giving you everything. Now you need to consult an expert that's good at the funding part. Now, set up a call with her, Grace. No, Monica. She's on Monica team, right? Monica. She needs to talk to me and you on three-way. And then I can see what tools or resources she may have access to, or I can speed up her process, but I don't know yet. You understand what I'm saying?
Sounds good.
But Miss LaWanda, you said unlimited. That means if you're thinking unlimited, don't ever think personal credit again. It just doesn't make sense. When you think about it, y'all, doesn't it sound like personal income will be taxed differently than business income? It just, when you think about it, but that's not what they teach us. You understand what I'm saying? And you can only get, you don't know people that got $500,000 in line of credit. They do on the business side. And what if I told you, LaWanda, that you can have five LLCs with $500,000 in business line credits apiece? And what if I told you Antonio does? Grace, you want to say something? I got to end this call.
Very quickly, Brittany asked, should we buy personal high-end things in business credit?
Depends on your goal. Who asked that question? Brittany. It depends on your goal. That's why I had to ask her, how far does she want to take her money? I would have had a whole different, actually, it wouldn't even took me that, it would have took me a few minutes. I would have had a whole different answer for her. A whole different answer. if you're attempting, Jerron, to go all the way up to millions of dollars, then you got to look like a millionaire. I don't make the rules. You just can't go spend Starbucks coffee, or you people like, so Monica, someone like Monica would use, spend all her finances, or like all her expenses on her credit card that she paid off that month. There's plenty of people that do that. That is the most smartest middle-class thing you could possibly think of. Why? Because your credit card is going to keep a ledger. You're going to be able to file taxes with that. You understand what I'm saying? But it's the most middle-class thing you could possibly do. It is. Because all you're doing is running up your money and you're paying it off real quick. You understand what I'm saying? That is not what the wealthy do. Got business size for this. Yeah, I don't spend money unless I have to. All right, so that's that. Miss LaWanda, are you okay with that answer?
Yes, sir. Heard you loud and clear.
Okay. That's it. I tried to knock the meat off the bone for that answer for you. You understand? I wanted to make sure you got it. Now call us. Monica's going to get with you because I could do much more. Okay? I could do much more and much faster. But I don't know what you need, and I don't know if you need it. So I need to have a conversation with you. Other people don't call? Everybody asking? All right, y'all jump on the other call. We're about to end right now, and I'll keep this conversation going for a little bit, and then we'll let Kathy and Reggie finish working out. Y'all jump on the other call. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. I'm picking right back up where I left off. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.